This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And ordinarily, Monday evening at this time, we have the views of James Corbett, who's a Canadian who lives in Japan and gives us an international view of what's going on. Oh, for some reason, we can't get through to him this evening. If you have a question or comment, anything you'd like to talk about, we're going to have to schedule open lines, unless, of course, we can get a hold of James Corbett, because we have nothing prepared. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about, as long as we don't have James. But there's been some very, very interesting things that have developed over this last week or so, and certainly most people do not understand that the world is run by far different people than you elect. You go to the polls, you vote for your electors, you vote for your congressmen, you vote for your senators. They don't run the country. The country is run by the bankers. The banks in America that run our bank, the country, just as certainly the central banks in other countries run their economy. And if you have any question about this, you really ought to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, where he tells you about how these central banks get together in secret. It's always done in secret, and they plan on what the future of the world is going to be. And they've created a wonderful, prosperous economy in the West for many, many years. The only trouble is that it's all built upon massive debt. And with that massive debt, of course, what comes the time when, of course, the original dollar is worth about 2 cents today. I should say the present dollar is worth about 2 cents of what it was back in 1913 when the central banking system was set up. And this is but what everybody who actually analyzes this doesn't recognize is that behind this are powerful spiritual forces. You remember, you go back and you read the Bible. And the one time that Jesus suddenly reacted to what was going on was when he was dealing with the money changers in the temple. And it was the only time he ever showed any act of violence on his part or struck out. But he overturned the tables, and certainly he threw the money changers out of the temple, because, of course, money changing and banking has always been corrupt and has been one of the devil's means of controlling society. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines because we have nothing prepared and we want to hear from you. And it doesn't sound as if we're going to have a guest with us this evening, which is always embarrassing. So don't be bashful about calling in. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But what is so very interesting is that certainly the central banker's central bank is the Bank for International Settlement. It's located in Basel, Switzerland. And the chairman of that bank has recently come forward and talked about certainly the overextension of our economy and how it is time now to have the economy begin to turn back. In other words, begin to shrink the economy and basically to try to get it back into some sort of relationship between certainly the amount of money and the banking. And so basically, he's talking, and this is the gentleman who heads the Bank for International Settlement, talks about how suddenly they are going to go ahead and bring on a worldwide recession, an orderly one, but an orderly one just as well. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply. by more than 60% annually, there is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's going to be open lines this evening, so if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I was simply pointing out that the Bank for International Settlements, the central banker's central bank, has recently said that we were going to be actually moving into a recession, and they were going to orchestrate this recession to try to bring some sort of order back into our economic system because everything is built upon debt. Well, right now we have with us calling from the Tri-Cities, Ron. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment? Anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, just a couple of things. I just wanted to say I have an idea for a new TV program. Did you ever see the program The Millionaire?
No, I'll have to admit I didn't.
That was back in the 1950s, an eccentric billionaire, back when $1 billion was a lot of money. An eccentric billionaire would capriciously give away $1 million to people who were in financial trouble and, to help them out. And it was always to somebody in desperate need and who really could use the money. I thought a modern adaptation would put the new one would be a multi-quadrillion gazillionaire, Ben Bernanke, in a helicopter. And anybody who needed money, Ben would come over with his helicopter and just dump the money on top of him. You'd hear some whirring sounds, and down would come Ben just in the nick of time with a whole bunch of bills.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, but I doubt very much that Ben would want to finance that. Ben is very on the other side. He's going right along with Bill Gates and the others in this whole effort to destroy the financial structure of the world. I'm afraid that Ben is not on our side.
Ben is a very wicked man. This was just a facetious idea of somebody, because he throws money around. They could throw as much as they. You could put one on it or one and 14 zeros on a piece of paper, and it's still the same piece of paper. If you produce one car or 10 cars, 10 cars is 10 times the value. One with a zero is not necessarily 10 times the value of a piece of paper.
Well, I think that people do not understand that we have just destroyed the value of the dollar. We have decreased the value of the dollar 50 times in the last, since 1913. That's 100 years. The time of reckoning is here, and I think we're going to have some very, very difficult financial times, because even though they claim that they're going to be able to regulate this and suddenly contract the economy in an orderly fashion, we already are living in poverty. We already have almost 50% of our population living in poverty. And certainly if the government didn't have the money for the welfare checks, why, of course, this whole thing would collapse. And this is my fear. Anything else, Ron?
Well, just a couple of things. I got on Debbie Tavares's website, stopthecrime.net, and you can get the transcript of Dr. Dunnigan's New Order of the Barbarians on there. And it has a transcript of two of the three interviews he had. I was wondering what happened about the third. Didn't he get three interviews?
I really can't tell you.
Because that's, I found that, you know, I've listened to it, but it's a lot better to read it so you could really grasp what's going on. Also, I was just wondering, he didn't really give an interview until like 20 years later. Why did he wait so long?
You'd have to ask Dr. Dunnigan, I'm afraid.
And he's not around anymore.
No, I know. Anyway, I'm sorry that I can't help you with either of those questions. Anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
Keep up the good work. I certainly appreciate having you guys back on the air.
And I'll tell you what, we're sure glad to be back on the air. God bless them. Thanks very much. Yes. Okay, fine. Let's go to Jay, who's calling from Tempe, Arizona. Now it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but we are entering into some very, very difficult financial times. The Bank for International Settlement, which is a central bank or central bank, is talking about a controlled recession, in other words, contracting the economy. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They think they can do it in an orderly fashion, but so often the best laid plans of mice and men oftentimes go astray. So let's go to Jay, calling from Tempe, Arizona. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We want to talk to you about whatever you need. And remember, it's open lines. We don't have a regularly scheduled guest. We don't have a regularly scheduled concept. Jay, what would you like to talk about?
Hi, Dr. Stan. When I was in Johnson City, New York on Crocker Avenue, there was a guy who I just kind of knew in the neighborhood. I lived at the other end of the street. And he was as healthy as a horse. You know, he walked everywhere. And I thought he was smarter than the average bear myself, you know. But anyways, I guess he was on the city, take care of him, I guess. And there's also an old lady at the other end of the street where I was. So anyways, one day the guy, his arm was like as if in a sling, but it wasn't. And he said all he did was go to the dentist. And that's all he said. And 3 weeks later, he died of cancer. It spread right through his body. And the lady at the end of the street, the landlord said her medicine was denied her. Ambulance brought her to the hospital, and she died. And I thought I heard you say on one of your programs, I just turned on the radio a long time ago, and you had said a person can't die of cancer, get cancer and die from it in 3 weeks. And it just seemed like this was the same mode of operation of maybe population control.
Well, basically, you can die of cancer. In fact, people can have cancer, not even realize it, and suddenly die. So I hope I've never given the impression that you couldn't die of cancer in 3 weeks. But basically, there is an organized, orchestrated effort to cover up effective treatments for cancer. And as horrible as that may seem, and as many people die unnecessarily and so many times agonizing deaths, this is going on. And this is why, of course, we're carrying this new DVD by William Sneblin. It's called Cancer War. And of course, it goes into the background of the treatments for cancer. Some of these things have been suppressed for many years. Certainly, echinacea was a tea that was used in Canada 50, 60 years ago. It worked. Certainly, the Rife machine works. The Gresham programs work. And actually, we have a four CD sets on cancer. And we carry then, of course, his new DVD by our friend William Sneblin. That's 3.5 hours. And we recommend them all to you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Jay.
I just felt like the city was cleaning up its bottom line.
I can't comment on it. All I can say is that there is a population control program. I think an awful lot of people are going to die unnecessarily. And they've already died in wars. I mean, there was no reason for World War I. There was no reason for World War II. And what you're seeing going on over there in Israel and certainly in Gaza today is all certainly orchestrated. Unfortunately, I think there are people working within the Israeli government and certainly within the Palestinian government. It's part of a population control program. But what frightens me is I think it's a prelude to terrible things that lie ahead. And certainly, we're seeing the war taking place in Iraq. I think it's going to expand into that whole area. People are going to have to realize, of course, that if there is another major war, the United States is not going to suddenly avoid the complications as we have in the past.
Very good. Yeah, I just wanted to, raise that flag. I just, because I was, good friends with this guy, and all of a sudden to see him, he just came back from the dentist, he said, and I just wonder if the dentist was working with the city to.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that complicated or that devious, but certainly these things do happen.
Right. And I always wanted to call you about it. That's just to let you know.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
That's all. Thank you, sir.
Okay, God bless. Well, let's go then. Do we have Harvey calling from Summerfield, Florida? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We need your calls because we don't have a subject. And Harvey here from Summerfield, Florida, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. First, I just wanted to call to thank you for all the years and the great knowledge that you've passed on to me and the thousands and thousands of people out in your audience. I could never thank you enough, Stan. You're really my idol, let me tell you.
Well, God bless you for saying that. I'm just a guy that is fortunate to have a voice, and I think that God has sort of put me where I am. But we'll be here as long as he gives us a voice, because I think we're moving into very difficult times, and I'm trying to get as many people as I can to prepare for what I believe are difficult financial times, difficult spiritual times. But people have to understand that there really are powerful demonic forces at work in the world today, and they are directing the courses of events here in the United States.
Well, we can only pray that one day people like you and myself and maybe a handful of others will actually take the upper hand in these demonic forces, as we all know where they stem from, and maybe the hand of God will smite them and put them under and put us on top.
Well, it really was very interesting. If you look and see the First World War and the Second World War, and these people said they created these wars in the effort to bring about a world government. And the question is, why did they fail? And I believe that God has intervened in both instances to keep both the League of Nations and the United Nations from becoming a reality. I'm going to ask you if you just hang on while we go into the break here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call wherever you are out across America. Love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer will
recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines here because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we opened the program by pointing out that certainly the chairman of the Bank for International Settlement, which is the central banker's central bank, and the central bankers really run things. They are a satanic group, and basically they run the economy of the world, but they've run it right down to the point where suddenly the whole thing is beginning to suddenly be destroyed by debt. And so basically the head of the BIS has announced that they are going to try to suddenly have a controlled us in the cutback on debt on the economy. And then, of course, how can you cut back on the economy when the economy is already contracting all throughout the world? Well, give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Harvey on the line from Summerfield, Florida. Go right ahead, Harvey.
All right, Dr. Stan, I'm going to get off those lines shortly. But when you talk about the demonic forces, everything that I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm not quite as elderly as you are, but I'm getting up there, always points to the Bush family and even the generation before us. So could you give a litany of the evils that these people have brought upon us? And these are, to me, this is the heart of evil. And I'll just listen off the air.
All right, fine. Well, certainly the Bush family is when Prescott Bush was a senator. Prescott Bush was deeply involved in banking and was totally corrupt. His son, George Herbert Walker Bush, certainly was the president of the United States. And then, of course, George W. Bush was the president of the United States. It's almost as if certainly we have this family that is certainly is demonic. There's no question at all that they are motivated by dark and sinister and evil forces. It's so difficult for people to understand that there really are demonic families out there like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and we could go down and list them. And if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope of the History of the World in Our Time, you'll see these people have been around for over 100 years, probably for several hundred years. But basically, they are planning on a one world government. That's their goal. That has always been Satan's plan. But Satan has always certainly been thwarted in that effort. I think right now, though, we're heading towards a very, very real economic crisis. It's going to affect everybody out there in the listening audience. And people better get themselves ready, prepared financially for the difficult times that lie ahead. And, of course, once again, if you're out there, it's open lines and we need your calls. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Don't be bashful. We'll be glad to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But certainly, I think that right now, one of the major things that's going to be facing everybody in the listening audience is what do you do to protect yourself financially? If you put your money in the bank, it could very well be progressively and rapidly destroyed. If you have your money in bonds and in annuities and pensions and any of the traditional investments, well, of course, certainly there is no security in any of these. And you're going to have to start planning on how you are going to be able to protect yourself in the difficult times that lie ahead. Certainly, property values, if you can find a good property, if things are inflated, but I think they're only going to get inflated even more. Gold and silver, other things of that sort are important. Right now, we have Diane calling from Idaho. Hi, Diane. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. And by the way, Dr. Stan, I, too, am so very, very grateful for all the incredible work you've done on the broadcast and over the years and teaching us and others so much. And I call it keeping our eyes wide open and our ears wide open instead of wide shut.
Amen to that. Well, I appreciate the fact that you're out there, that you're listening, and I just hope that you're getting our message to others. That's all we can hope for. We'll reach as many as we can in the time that and space that God allots us.
Okay. And my question has been, as I contemplate the New World Order, and I know it's biblical, and I believe it, you know, going to happen and probably in the works now. But what I can't quite comprehend is with some of the major countries like China and Russia and different things like that, how will they ever get all the governments and countries to cooperate with that?
Well, I think what you don't understand is they already are cooperating. Basically, who is it who created Russia? Why, we did. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to go into the background to see how we financed the Russians back in 1917 and 1918. Who brought the communist Chinese to power in 1949? Why, we did. Hang on there, but we're going to have to go to a break. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, this is Joyce Lyle. Most of you now know why so many people were even here on the news. so really is.
Let us swear
allegiance. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines, or give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, it's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you want. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We have Diane calling us from Idaho, wanting to know certainly how the Chinese and the Russians were certainly going to fit into this new world order. And I'm simply pointing out that I believe that both of them were brought to power by certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness many years ago. And, of course, I think they're working very closely. I think they're pretending to be enemies of us and certainly pretending to be in competition. But China's become the greatest economic power in the world because we have made it the greatest economic power. Now, there are other forces in the world. For instance, India with 1.2 billion party. A billion people, and I don't believe that they're under the same control. I think that the parts of Africa are not under the same control. And certainly the people who want the world government have to have all of the nations. You can't just have part of the nations. You got to have them all, and there's some they don't control as yet. This is why they want a United States of North America. They want certainly a United States of Central America and South America, United States of Europe. That's the European Union. But even there, they're having real problems, especially because the people do not want this. There's only a very, very small number of people in the world that want to create this one world government, and God is sent to intervene time and again to prevent it from happening. So basically, it's going to be very interesting to see how the story unfolds. I don't have all of the answers, but I do know that certainly The First World War was phony. The Second World War was phony. We're moving towards a Third World War, which I fear is going to be phony, too. Only I fear that hundreds of millions of people are going to die before this is over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Diane, you go right ahead.
And yes, I had a comment, and then one more quick question. I've heard the concept, and it makes a lot of sense to me, that there had to be a few generations born, even in the United States, to accept the idea of needing a one-world order. And I'll be darned, Dr. Stan, if at a family gathering a month or so ago, my nephew's 21, and they had come to the family gathering, and somehow that got talked about just a little bit. And he firmly believes the only way that things, there's so much chaos, that there needs to be a one-world government. And so these young people, they really, with all the electronics and the media and everything that they listen to, they, and the school system, they really, I can see where many, many of them will buy into that idea if they don't know the Lord or they're not tracking with that. So that's my comment. My other question is on the chemtrails and things like this. Well, since they're all over, a girlfriend of mine was just in a small community in down outside of Moscow and Lewiston, Idaho, and a couple months ago, and they were spraying chemtrails there. But these people, these elitists, they, we all have to live in this same environment. So how can they take a chance of the things that they're trying to do, even financially and everything, that it won't backfire, and they'll be caught up negatively in it too, and their families and their future generations?
Well, basically, of course, they're making all sorts of preparations for a major, suddenly, disruption of society. And that is, of course, why they are certainly militarizing the police, because they know there's going to be civil unrest. That is why they're certainly buying up large amounts of ammunition for the Office of Homeland Security. That's why they certainly laid in massive supplies of food, and that's why they've actually created the underground facilities. And basically, if you haven't gone to Alex Jones's material or Jesse Ventura's on the underground facilities, they really do have them. That is why they're setting up a system as a whereby they can watch everybody here. In other words, monitor everybody here. This is why they putting up the cameras so they can watch them. But all of this is dependent upon the continued availability of electricity, so they can electronically monitor that. And what happens if that system breaks down? Now, before I say anything else, I want to remind people, this is open lines. We do need your calls. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But believe me, the elite is making plans for themselves because they know something big is coming down the line, and they intend to survive.
Okay. Well, but the one thing they can't necessarily control is if they poison the atmosphere.
Well, it's not necessarily the chemtrails don't poison the atmosphere. They certainly just create clouds and overcast. It is not necessarily that what they're putting into the atmosphere is actually going to be a deadly poison.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, and many, many of the Lord's blessings to you, your wife, your health, and the radio ministry, and that we all pray and pray for protection and provision. And just thank you for everything.
God bless, and thank you so much for calling, Diane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-1-888-824-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment here. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. And we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who have questions. Give us a call.
Let us all be grateful. America, land that
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines, so give us a call. We have nothing prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, let me just say an article here recently by my good friend Michael Snyder, where he noted that real reasonable income per capita continues to fall. In the fourth quarter of 2012, it was at $32,000. By the time the fourth quarter of 2013 had come, the average disposable income had dropped from $32,000 about $30,000. That means the average American has less money to go shopping than they did previously. In January, real disposable income in the United States experienced a target over year decline that we've seen in the past. As disposable income increases, or as disposable income decreases, major retailers are closing thousands of stores all over the country. Some are even calling this the destruction of the economy of the United States. From September 2013 to January of 2014, the personal savings rate at the United States dropped by a staggering 16%. Now, during the fourth quarter of 2013, we witnessed the largest increase in consumer debt that this country has ever seen. Fewer Americans are applying for mortgages these days. In fact, the MBA Purchase Applications Index is now the lowest it's been, obviously, for the last 10 years. Overall, the rate of home ownership in the United States has fallen dramatically, but you're not hearing about these things. And what are they talking about? They're talking about the fact that we're going to have a recession. We're already in a recession. And of course, what they're going to do is they'd have a guided recession. Well, it's open lines, and I do need your calls. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, but as you know, we could certainly use some help. So if there's something you would like to talk about, a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan here, and it looks like we have a caller. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's talk to Alex coming in from Kentucky. Hi, Alex. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I just can't quite understand how the American people can just totally disregard number Building 7 collapsing like it did without some kind of uproar amongst the people. Is it some kind of cognitive dissonance in not recognizing, realizing, or being outraged that this kind of thing could go on?
Well, you have to understand, Alex, that most of what the American people believe is not true. As you often heard me say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. The media is controlled by six major corporations. That's AOL, Time Warner, that's Bertelsmann, that's Viacom that controls CBS, that's Disney that controls ABC, that's Comcast controls NBC, and Murdoch. Those six corporations control over 90% of the media. Working in concert with those who control the educational system and our churches, they're able to convince people that truth is falsehood and falsehood is truth. And most people really have no concept of what's going on. That's why we're in the trouble we are today. And that's why the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor who really didn't understand it. He knew that six corporations control the media. He just didn't understand who controlled those six corporations. But I said your book is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. One of the most important books we have, The New Media Monopoly. But I said that the American people really do not know. They're brainwashed.
Are the pastors in the same condition there? So
absolutely. They infiltrated our seminaries a long time ago. Now, there's some ministers out there that do try to get the information out. And, of course, then they come under tremendous pressure. And we've actually had ministers who tried to tell the truth, who've actually lost their churches. And because there are people planted in those churches to silence a minister who told the truth.
Well, I'm sad to hear that, but it seems that the handwriting is on the wall and the American people are blinded. It seems like to me that Laodicean in churches is strong, and that the few that are going through the gate that is narrow are fewer than what most people believe and think, because look at all these buildings. Look at all these people that call themselves Christians.
Well, a lot of them are sincere people. A lot of them love the Lord. They just don't understand that, suddenly the Lord does love us. Certainly, we have a personal relationship with our Lord. But they don't discuss how this all applies to what's going on in the world today. So they never get into how this is. Suddenly, what we're seeing is the unfolding of biblical prophecy. And that's why the programs we put on by Pastor Billy Crone are so important, and why the DVDs he's made readily and suddenly financially available, I think is so vitally important. People have to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, and there really are demonic forces out there. It's not imaginary, but they're real.
The forces of the devil have blinded a lot of people, and they just can't see.
You're absolutely right, Alex, and that is the basic theme of our program.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on, Dr. Montes. I appreciate you being on the air, and I just encourage you and pray for you and believe the Lord is going to use you continuously and even more so in these last times as we see the coming of the Lord coming quickly, it seems. I appreciate you so much.
Well, God bless and thank you. I appreciate and covet your prayers. And I figure that, as you know, we do have an illness. I figure it's in God's hands. And if he wants us here, we'll be here. And I'm just hoping he does keep us going, because I believe it's an important message for people to get out and for people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it truly is a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Anything else, Alex?
I appreciate you promoting magnesium, because I did that my whole professional career was promote magnesium. I had a huge product in the United States, magnesium, and it continues on. But I appreciate your product too, magnesium.
God bless. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And we'll be back here in just a moment. to wrap up tonight's program. And then, of course, we have a second hour with Brad Dacus, hopefully. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our last caller was talking about the fact that we carry magnesium, and it gives me sort of an opening to mention that we have a product of health products that we think are important. And if you haven't gone to our website, RadioLiberty.com, why, of course, you can get a list there, or certainly RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like a list of the health products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And most people are deficient in magnesium. Most people are certainly not getting enough vitamin C. Many men need prostate support. They have to get up frequently at nighttime. And we have a lot of wonderful line of health products which we think are effective, and many of which we take. In fact, I take the magnesium every evening on my own. I think it's an important product. And certainly we do hope that many of you out there will give us a call. And we'll take advantage of the health products we have, because they're used to maintain our Arsenia, a network of stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, why we try to bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story, but quite frankly, we need your financial support. And certainly, if you're in a position to use our health products, and we have other products, certainly you can see them all listed up there on our website. But the health products certainly are always a big help for us. We have certainly the soap products, the Miracle 2 soap products. I don't know why they work, but I tell you, if you do not have the Miracle 2 gel, you need it. We use that certainly almost on a daily basis, whether it be for scratches, for burns, or for rashes, or all sorts of things. And we provide this for other people. This is the Miracle 2 gel, and we recommend it very, very strongly, as well as the other Miracle 2 products, other soap products, which we do use here at our own home, and we're very, very happy with them. We use it for washing. We use it for personal hygiene, but the Miracle 2 gel we certainly recommend to you. So we do hope that many of you out there will give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And order the, get at least the list of the Miracle 2 health products and soap products. And then, of course, we do want to mention the fact that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We are dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. As 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we reach out trying to get people to understand the true spiritual nature of the geopolitical struggle that is taking place today. So certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. But, of course, we do need your help and financial support. Now, we do know that some people out there are having financial problems and can't suddenly get in touch with us and can't provide money. And if that is the case with you, then we certainly ask certainly that you, again, at least pray for Radio Liberty, that you pray for our provision and for our protection, because we are on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Remember our telephone number, it's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we look forward to hearing from you. And Sydney, I'm a little disturbed. Sydney doesn't look like our regularly scheduled guest is coming on. We may have to do open lines again this next hour or just simply play something pre-recorded, because I cannot do the long, difficult programs that I used to, at least not for the time being, as long as we're Sydney under treatment. Anyway, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. From the mountains to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold. God bless.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty.
read about the crooked plan.
And I'm well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and over the next hour, they're going to be the views of Brad Dacus and Sydney. When I first started my radio program over 20 years ago, Brad was certainly starting his ministry, and he is working to get people to understand the spiritual nature of the battle that's going on politically in California. Brad Dacus, thanks so very much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Will you pick up the story and tell our listeners a little bit about your ministry, what it is, and what is really going on here in California today?
Oh, you bet. We at the Pacific Justice Institute are committed to defending religious freedom, parents' rights, and other basic civil liberties. We have a huge network of attorneys across the country. Half of them, over half, are just right in the state of California because there's so much going on in California. And in fact, we also have five offices in California, with so many active attorneys, really working hard without charge to defend people's civil liberties. In fact, we handle more case matters on the West Coast, dealing with this area of the law, these kinds of cases like religious freedom, than any other organization of our kind in the country doing work on the West Coast.
Well, I can certainly believe on that because, of course, we have all these crazy laws coming out of Sacramento because we really have a one-party system here and it's controlled by the radical left. Well, what are some of the major issues now that are before the courts, and how will they influence the listeners out there?
Oh, you bet. One of them is dealing with boys being allowed to go into girls' bathrooms, girls' locker rooms, girls' showers with the girls at school if the boy has a gender identity dysphoria or claims to, feel like they're the opposite sex.
But that is the most amazing, I mean, it's the most stupidest thing in the world. I mean, who in their right mind, what girl would want to go into the bathroom with a boy because he said he thinks he's a girl?
Yeah, it really isn't reasonable at all to think that a 13, 14-year-old girl should be forced to be in a locker room where, you know, she's in the middle of about to get in the shower and a 16-year-old prances in, takes off his clothes right at the same time in front of her. I mean, I don't want to be too explicit here, but that's just the reality of what this legislation says. I sort of call it the emperor has no clothes doctrine gone awry because it's everyone pretending that this naked teenage boy is something that he's not. And that's just a counterproductive to everyone.
Well, what sort of response is this getting from the legislature? What sort of response is this getting from the courts? What response is this getting from the parents and the teachers?
Well, yeah, the legislature, of course, signed this into law, and they're not repealing it. The Democrats aren't pulling back. And as far as our battles, we're challenging on two major fronts, dealing with the referendum as well as looking for a lawsuit that we can file to challenge this effectively in the court.
And, of course, basically they've collected a number of signatures, and that is being challenged. Everything is being done to keep this from actually being rectified. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Brad Dacus, and certainly Brad is leading the battle to try to negate this legislation that has been signed into law in California, that if a boy thinks that he's a girl, he can go into the girls' soccer locker room or bathroom and shower room. And so basically what Brad did was to actually collect signatures so they can put this on the ballot and be left up to the people. Why don't you tell us the story of what happened then?
Well, so a lot of people were outraged when they found out about this. A lot of parents, grandmas and grandpas. And so we at Pacific Justice 2 drafted a referendum to put this on the ballot. And a lot of people stepped up to the plate, Dr. Stanley. It was great. We had about 620,000 signatures, and we needed 504,000 validated. So the Secretary of State decided to invalidate 130,000, leaving us just about 18,000 short of what we needed as far as valid signatures.
Well, now, how did they decide to invalidate the signatures?
Well, that's the real problem. We did a preliminary check, sampling, if you will, to see if it was legitimate or not. If it was, that many people who, just simply weren't registered voters or something like that, then, we would accept it. Instead, Dr. Stanley, what we found is that a large percentage were disqualified for ridiculous, unreasonable reasons. For example, many of us as we get older, our signature changes, particularly as our sight is not so great, and some people lose their sight or have different disabilities with writing and things like that. Well, what they did is they looked at the person's signature on their voter registration card when they first registered to vote, and then at their address, and then they compared that with the signature on the referendum. And if they determined that the two signatures were looked different, then they would disqualify it completely.
But have they ever done that with any other initiative?
Not that we're aware of. Not like they did with this. You know, for example, one of our own attorneys on staff, Matt McReynolds, who's a fantastic attorney, he's the attorney that was fighting this in the legislature. We were doing our test samples out of one of the counties, Sacramento. We stumbled across his signature that was invalidated. And we found out that the reason was, they said, because it had changed. Well, yeah, it had changed because he's had serious eye difficulties and is legally blind, actually. He has special equipment that allows him to do research and writing and all that. But his own signature was invalidated. And so many older people, disabled people, are completely disenfranchised now from being able to participate in the system because they look at if the signatures have changed. Of course, that's very, very common and normal for people as they get older.
Well, basically, this whole thing is so incredible. Basically, has this actually been put into play? Actually, at the present time, can boys go into the girls' bathrooms? And what about girls? So, though, does any girls want to go into the boys' bathrooms?
Yeah, it has been put into play in that Secretary of State says that this is now the law. However, a law firm representing about a third of the school districts in California agreed with Pacific Justice Institute in declaring to the school districts that it is not the law, because when something is pending as a referendum, the law is stayed. In other words, it does not go into active effect. So those school districts out there, like the Los Angeles Unified School District, San Francisco, and some of the more liberal activist school districts, that are adopting these radical, outrageous, hideous policies violating the rights of young people in bathrooms and locker rooms, these school districts are not protected by the state mandate. In other words, if something happens and they're sued, they're going to have to defend themselves. They're going to have to be liable for any damage and harm to any child because of this law. And something else, too. Another reason why they disqualified, I think you'll find this interesting. If they look at like a spouses, like say you and your wife, and they saw that one of you had printed the names and the addresses, you both had your independent signatures, but someone had done the original, done the initial printing of it, which is very common for spouses, they would disqualify both of them. That's outrageous. So long, some people have a more difficult time printing than others, and so it's not uncommon for a spouse to print the name and the address for the other spouse. Also, if they put Lane instead of Boulevard and they crossed out Lane and wrote Boulevard, then it's disqualified as well. So ridiculous little reason is what they're using. And the Secretary of State and her cohorts in some of these very liberal counties are deliberately trying to thwart the system, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, therefore, we're now in the courts fighting to defend this referendum and to protect boys and girls from having to be naked in front of the opposite sex, which is what we're talking about with this unfortunate.
Well, basically, Chris, I read the newspapers regularly. I never see this mentioned. I listen to some of the radio programs. I never hear these things mentioned. This is suddenly getting the conspiracy of silence from much of the media, isn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And it's so obvious because if journalists are to do stories on that which is newsworthy in the minds of their readers, they would have done stories on this. It is so ridiculous. Now, I will say this, those on the other side were saying, oh, no, it's not that. It's not what you think. Maybe some of the media just went along with some of that propaganda. But now that it did become very, very clear what it was, so many of them still decided not to give it the full coverage that so many moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas would have expected.
Well, I think that basically this is certainly part of this whole effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And I think that when the nation turns against God and God's laws, why? Because God turns against that nation, or at least against that state. So basically now, what's the next step? Are you in court at the present time? What's happening?
Yeah, we're in court, and we have subpoenaed. We had to go and subpoena the invalidated signatures from all 58 counties individually. Very costly. It's not cheap by any means, and that's what we're doing. And I think it's real important to note also that, you know, they're trying to, you know, create this impression that this is some kind of a biological kind of a condition, even though the American Psychiatric Association and the DMS 4 Psychiatric Manual clearly declare this to be a purely psychological condition. It's a mental dysphoria condition in their mind. And so this treatment of, you know, letting kids act like the opposite gender is very catastrophic. At Johns Hopkins University, for example, has banned any transgender surgeries, procedures in their hospital. And the reason is because it doesn't cure the problem. The average transgender will not, over half of them will not see their 30th birthday. It prolongs depression and suicide. It's very, very, it's a terrible condition. There needs to be love and compassion for these people, counseling for these people, but by no means policies that only worsen the condition at the expense of the privacy of other boys and girls not wanting to be seen naked in front of the opposite gender.
Well, basically, it's so incredible that the girls would be put into that position. And basically, this has not actually happened. It's simply theoretical.
We have heard of some circumstances where it's happened, but none where the parents of the children are willing to file suit against the school district. None of the, where the victim's parents are willing to step up. For example, in San Diego County, we had reported an incident where a 14-year-old boy was in the boys' locker room, and I think it was a 16-year-old teenage girl came in and just took off her clothes in front of the boy. This was shortly after this had been signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown. I guess the teenage girl didn't realize that it actually didn't go into effect yet, but we thought that the parents there would be willing for us to file a lawsuit, but they did not. I think because they wanted just to minimize the effect on their son. The downside is that that's going to continue happening until parents step up to the plate and contact us so that we can file an action in federal court for violating the fundamental constitutional rights of privacy of boys and girls in locker rooms, showers, and bathrooms.
Well, it's almost as if we live in a world gone mad, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah, it really is. If you were to talk to someone 5 years ago and say, you know, do you think this will ever become law where boys who have this dysphoria in their mind and think that feel like they're a girl part of the time or all the time, that they can just prance into a girl's locker room and look at naked girls and take off their clothes and, you know, in front of girls, they'd say, oh, no. That's just that you're just making that up. That's just, you know, something that the extremists are trying to, you know. No, they wouldn't even think of it as reality. And yet, unfortunately, for boys and girls, it is reality. Another classic example, Dr. Stanley, what's happening in Colorado. We were involved in a case matter there at the Florence High School outside of Colorado Springs. This is where a teenage boy went into a girl's bathrooms, locker rooms, and four girls are shocked and were representing them against the school district.
Okay, fine. Well, that's all we really can do. But what sort of response are you getting from the judges?
Right now, it's in discovery. They're allowing us to subpoena all the counties, and that's what we're doing. We're going to. It's a long, hard-fought battle on the referendum side, and we have a long way to go on the federal court constitutional rights side as well. But we're going to do it. If we get the victims, I'm sure we will in time.
Well, now, how can people get in touch with your ministry, Brad?
They should go to PacificJustice.org. PacificJustice.org, PacificJustice.org.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call if you have a question.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, basically, Sidney Brad was talking about another lawsuit. It involves certainly people who basically would like to get counseling of people who have transgender. They're certainly not certain about their sex, and they certainly would like to be able to get counseling. But of course, they passed legislation to bar people, children, from getting counseling. Now, basically, what are the stipulations specifically about the counseling? And basically, this case has gone all the way through the federal court here in California, which has held that certainly that children should not be able to get the counseling. They're trying to get this to the United States Supreme Court at the present time. But could you briefly review that? Because, of course, most of our people were not listening, as you were explaining what this legislation was.
Yeah, this legislation bans young people struggling with same-sex attraction from being able to get any counseling from any licensed counselor, even clergy that are licensed counselors, where the counseling is geared in any way to help steer them away from same-sex attraction, mitigate the same-sex attraction, or even same-sex sexual conduct and lifestyle. It's a very draconian piece of legislation. You know, it really ignores the fact that these feelings of same-sex attraction have many different causations, many different routes of development. And I could go through a lot of them, but they're like these kids they're not all the same. They not all have the same reason for their feelings. Some related to age, some relationships, some experiences, some, with peers, parents, et cetera. So, and temperament. So this law just totally slams the door on these kids to get the kind of counseling geared with the kind of results that they feel that they want in accordance with their beliefs and addressing their issue. For example, a child who is sexually abused is more than four times likely to have same-sex attraction feelings as they develop than someone who is not been sexually abused. Now, it's not that these say it's predetermined. Most who are sexually abused still are not going to be same-sex attraction. But that's a big impact, though, nonetheless. Relationship with a father and father bonding is another. So anyway, this legislation really slams the door in a free society for them to have the freedom and liberty to get the counseling that they feel that they want and that parents feel that their children want and need. So we at Pacific Justice Institute filed a lawsuit. We had one cause of action, freedom of speech. We got a preliminary injunction, but it was reversed and the Supreme Court didn't take it up. So now where we're at, this is real important, is we're now back to the trial level. We're going to litigate this trial level, all the different causes of action, have the people who benefited from this counseling testify, this counselor, psychologist testify. One thing that we need, though, and this is real important, your audience can possibly help us, is we need to have as one of a plaintiff, somebody's willing to join the lawsuit. They'll be totally anonymous. Their identity won't be revealed, because they'll be under 18. But we need someone under 18 who is struggling with same-sex attraction and either is getting this kind of counseling or wants to get this kind of counseling from a licensed counselor. And if there's anyone out there at all that fits this that category, they could contact us at Pacific Justice Institute so we could add them in as an anonymous plaintiff to our lawsuit. That's very, very important because of the car causes of action, that would be very helpful to our case.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's Cindy here in the Central Coast of California. And when you hear about these things, it sounds like the world has gone mad. And basically it has. There's an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And basically there are very, very powerful forces out there on the other side, know exactly what they're doing, and they're going to suddenly destroy the moral fabric of America if they can. And suddenly these people has extended into our courts. The facts we're not hearing about this through regular channels and through regular newspapers and magazines is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over the media. And as we pointed out to you, as in the book, The New Media Monopoly, points out that six major corporations control 90% of the media outlets in America. As a result, they largely determine what the American people read, hear, see, and ultimately what they believe. And our job, of course, is to, while we do what we do 5 hours a day, is to get the information out and let people like Brad Dacus, who's on the front of this battle to the Pacific Justice Foundation, to get his message out so you can support him. Once again, how can people support you, Brad?
Well, they can go to our website and they can support us online, and we'd love for you to become monthly support, automatic monthly supporters. But PacificJustice.org, PacificJustice.org.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Question or comment?
Hi.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for Brad, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Brad, I'd like you to get out your telephone number once again for those people who would like to get in touch with you and help you, but don't have a computer. Once again, your telephone number.
Yes, we're very grateful for that. The number is 916-857-6900. That's 916-857-6900. If they just call and leave their name and number, we'll be happy to call them back and give them more information. But they can also find us on the web internet at pacificjustice.org, or the abbreviated version is PJI.org, PJI.org.
Well, Christianity is under attack today, ladies and gentlemen. I said that God is under attack by what I believe are dark and sinister spiritual forces. Now, what are some of the other issues that the Pacific Justice Institute is looking after at the present time? And again, if you're out in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, don't be hesitant. You can reach us here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But what are some of the other issues that the Pacific Justice Institute is taking up?
Oh, you bet. Well, I want to mention the recent Supreme Court cases that have come down and the impact that they're going to have on our future litigation, if I may, because I think it's very significant. The hobby, you know, as you know, we take on many cases defending churches on land use zoning issues in the past, up and down the state of California, all across the country, literally, where they want to build a church somewhere, a church does, and the local government says, no, we're not going to allow you to be here, there, or anywhere you want to be. It's not zoned for churches. It's a common thing they say. And we at Pacific Justice have successfully, consistently defended these churches in this position. In these positions, well, the common argument used by the local government or planning commission is they say, this federal law, this Religious Land Use Act, called our LUPA, it's just the same as the First Amendment. It's not any broader. And so you really don't have any real protection because case law says the First Amendment really doesn't protect it, churches like this. Well, the Supreme Court in the Hobby Lobby case, for some reason, they went ahead and they, via analogy, made it very clear that this federal statute, in fact, does give even greater protection than the First Amendment for churches and synagogues that want to build and grow or expand and local governments aren't letting them. This is a real significant part of the decision that we know is going to be very helpful for us as we confront hostile cities and planning commissions in places like the Bay Area and others that want to keep churches out and not let them in. So this is it's a wonderful case. It's going to help us in our we've helped so many countless churches already, but it's going to really help us even more since that decision came out, that 5-4 decision regarding Hobby Lobby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what you must understand is there really is an organized effort to destroy and undermine Christianity in the United States. It's not because of Christianity. The majority are on the other side, although certainly the millennials, the young people just coming out of school, they've been indoctrinated and in hatred of Christianity and in hatred of America. They're globalists. They're atheists. I know. I went through the same thing. When I graduated almost 60 years ago, it took me years to unlearn what I learned in college and in high school, and it's going to be a long time before a lot of these people really understand what's going on. Some of them never will. But suddenly here's an opportunity to be involved in this battle. There is a conspiracy against God. It is working at the highest levels of our government. It controls the media. It controls the educational system. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools to turn our young people against God. I'm certainly pleased that we've done as well as we have. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, don't be hesitant to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'm certainly glad the Hobby Lobby case is going to give us at least some advantage. But what are some of the other things that are going on there, Brad?
Oh, you bet. And, of course, the other part of the Hobby Lobby case was defending the rights of business owners not to have to compromise their faith to satisfy liberal governmental mandates like providing abortion-inducing medication through insurance to their employees when it violates their faith. I think that's a very important decision. Hobby Lobby has been attacked wrongfully. You know, they didn't object to 16 different kinds of birth control being provided through insurance. They just didn't like the four kinds that were dealing with basically inducing abortion, abortifacients they're called. And so many Americans have moral objections to those as well. Not just committed Catholics, but many of faith have that conviction, and so we think that was they were very reasonable based on their beliefs and convictions about the sanctity of human life for their position, and even more importantly, they now have the freedom not to have to compromise that value, and we're really glad that we had at least five judges on that court, justices that saw this for what it was, which is religious freedom in the United States of America, the land of the free.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment? What are some of the other cases you're handling?
Oh, you bet. You know, as you know, in the past, Dr. Stanley, we've also been in the workplace dealing with the workers' rights, specifically the rights of workers who part of their job is they have to pay dues to their union. And a lot of America's workers, particularly public school teachers, for example, they don't agree with the politics of the union. They don't agree with the radical positions of their union, and that violate the teachings of Scripture and convictions they have from Scripture. And so a lot of these people have been in a real uncomfortable position, paying over $1,000 a year oftentimes to a union that totally violates what they believe. Well, the good news is we've been defending their rights under Title VII to all the of every union worker in America, every single one, to have 100% of all their union dues, never go to their union again, instead be diverted to a charity that's in agreement with that worker's faith and conviction. We're making a tremendous head, inroads here, advances, and we have a separate website that's been created called choosecharity.org, 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 where they can get the information and really walk it through step by step. It's a fairly easy process now that we've automated it through the internet on this website.
Choosecharity.org. So how do the courts acting favorably on your request?
Oh, yes. Yeah, people, the unions are acting favorably because they know that if they don't, then we would just have the privilege of filing a lawsuit in federal court and getting tremendous media attention. So the unions right now, their biggest fear is that workers will find out about their rights. Only 1 in 1,000 union workers probably know their rights under Title VII to do this. A lot of them know that they don't have to give that small portion that goes directly to political things. They know that. But what they don't know is that they can have the remaining, all their dues, agency fee, fair share, diverted to a charity that's in agreement with their faith. It could be, you know, Focus on the Family, Campus Crusade, Young Life. I mean, there's so many, Salvation Army, so many great charities that are doing such good work. Also, of course, Pacific Justice Institute, needless to say. And so that's been very positive, and I just encourage people who want that to be liberated from that kind of a terrible, atrocity to be able to just go to choosecharity.org and we can help them. Some other interesting news, though, is the Supreme Court in a recent decision, the Harris case out of Illinois, in that decision, the actual ruling was just fairly narrow, dealing with home health care workers, and that home health care workers do not have to pay, be a part of any union at all. That was great. But in the language of that decision, Dr. Stanley, we at Pacific Justice Institute noticed that the Supreme Court also was very critical of the concept of any government worker anywhere having to pay union dues and be a part of a union they don't want to be a part of. And so if there's any union workers out there who are in that situation and they would like us to challenge their union, then we would be happy to look into representing them without charge all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's a wonderful opportunity. We want to make sure we take advantage of that opportunity to liberate every worker in America, not to be forced to contribute to some third-party organization in order to have a job working for the United States of America.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment for Brad, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Brad is on the front lines of this this battle, and certainly has a great legal organization. And basically, of course, that they do need your financial support. So once again, why don't you tell our listeners how they could join the Pacific Justice Institute if they'd like to help you do what you're doing. And everybody should be involved in one way or another in this battle. You can't just sit back and do nothing. Remember, the people on the other side are well organized. The people on our side, they just want to live their lives. And they don't intend to do that. They don't intend to allow that. They intend to control us from the cradle to the grave and destroy, certainly, the very foundations of freedom that once made America the envy of the world. How can people get in touch with you and help you? Again, you've said it before, but do it again.
You bet. Tax-deductible donation or 501c3 charity. Just go to pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. ORG, or they can call us at 916-857-6900, 916-857-6900. We'd love to serve them, and of course, we'd love them to become a part of our team if any supporters out there helping to protect our liberties and freedoms.
And I would point out that Barbara and I do support Brad Dacus. We've known him for a long time. We think he's well worthwhile, and we've been supporting him on a regular basis for 20 years. We hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to doing the same thing. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Okay, we've got about 6 minutes to go. What are some of the other issues then, Brad?
Oh, yes. Something else that we've been really looking at to take on is dealing with Common Core. Of course, that's a huge issue. That's the new federal top-down takeover, if you will, of public education. There's some people out there that think it's going to be good, and they see some pluses in it, more applied mathematics, for example, and I'll grant that there are some positive, but the problem, there's some serious problems with this, and we're encouraging school districts who want to possibly opt out of it in their state, including California, to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. We're convinced that no school district legally has to institute Common Core curriculum, and in fact can completely opt out and still receive their ADA money from the state for a student. But there's issues here of dumbing down the students, pushing Algebra 1 back a full year, Dr. Stanley. It's outrageous. A new inferior geometry and slashing the fiction classical novels in half, the amount of reading for that, literally by 50%. And then in addition to that, there's also the indoctrination. These kids are going to read a lot of controversial articles, presumably, probably not balanced, and presumably to the left, starting at very young ages, dealing with very controversial issues. And we at Pacific Justice Institute encourage parents to, if their school district won't change, at the very least to push for a parental review committee to be formed by the school district that will review any of these articles before a teacher can give them to a student to comment on in writing. So these kids are supposed to read these short articles and then write a critique or comment about them, for or against it. But it's really a major grab, if you will, for the minds of our kids and with regard to indoctrination. That's my number one concern. Then, of course, you have privacy issues.
Okay, well, we've got Ron calling from Washington. He's a substitute teacher, and as I know, he's concerned about Common Core, as you are. Ron, question or comment here?
Well, I agree with Brad, but I think Brad is being too kind about Common Core, and I think part of it, not only it's to dumbing down, it's to indoctrinate our kids and become globalist citizens, it's to destroy their moral foundation, and also it's to smoke out the teachers who don't go along. They're going to have these master teachers who are hired by the federal government. They're masters just because they serve their masters from Washington, D.C., and they're going to make sure that the teachers follow the script and they don't depart from it and start telling the kids some of the truths. They don't want that. They want that suppressed. And it's really sad and disgusting that our schools would sell our kids for some filthy lucre.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I agree with him. What he said is correct, and maybe I was being a little soft. With my desire to try to show some fairness to the other side, but it is true. The evidence is overwhelmingly against the usage of Common Core, both in terms of those who appreciate the academic success of children, as well as deep concerns about the moral and social direction of our society with the heavy indoctrination that's implicit with this. I totally agree. You know, it's something that's not disputed also is the fact that the mathematics in the elementary school level, that they're narrowing it. They're cutting out large parts of a mathematical instruction under the guise of being more deep and more understanding of the processes, if you will, of math. But they're cutting out a lot of mathematics so that kids growing up are going to be very deficient of the breadth of mathematical teaching that we've had in the past. And what it's going to result in, especially for those going into STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, or mathematics, there's going to be much more remedial education at the college level just for them to be able to catch up, particularly with these many foreign students coming in from other countries. So it's going to be a huge net loss for so much opportunity for so many American kids going to college in the future.
Well, parting thought before we let you go, Ron. What are your parting thoughts?
Well, as far as mathematics, I was helping to prepare some high school students to take an end-of-course exam in mathematics, and I made the observation that many of them didn't know how to multiply or divide, didn't know their multiplication tables.
Sure.
I was told, don't worry about that, just show them what buttons to push on the calculator.
Well, God bless. Thanks very much, Ron. Talk to you later. And then Brad Dacus, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure. And Sati, we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless.
You too.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and certainly we do have a couple of advertisers, but we quite frankly need your help so we can maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, where we're trying to get people to understand what is really going on. A lot of people will tell you about the philosophical aspect of what's going on, or the political aspect of what's going on. But unless you put this into a spiritual context, it really doesn't make sense. And so our job is to try to make people understand that we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And quite frankly, we need your help. And of course, you can help us by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and on a monthly basis of contributing to Radio Liberty, or certainly a one-time donation, or certainly buying the other products we carry, the health products and the soap products and all the other products. You can find them all at our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we hope that you'll go there and look and see the very items that we do carry. And if you're in a position financially to get them, why, we hope that you will. And we know that many of our listeners out there are having financial problems, and that's pretty understandable. And certainly, we're moving into a very, very difficult financial time. Or certainly 53% of the American people are making less than $30,000 a month. $30,000 a year and would certainly qualify for poverty. And if we did not have certainly all of these government programs, an awful lot of people would be having an awful lot more problems. And certainly I fear that things are only going to get worse. I don't think they're going to get any better. And basically, of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially, quite frankly, we need to hear from you. But if you're one of those people who is having financial problems and you cannot afford to help us financially, then we ask you to pray. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. We ask you to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and certainly look at our DVDs we have there and listen to our radio programs and read our newsletters. But the most important things you can do is tell others about our radio program and encourage them to listen. We need to get as many people as we can informed. A lot of people certainly don't want to hear about this sort of thing. And so just to certainly learn how to talk to people, how to try to get their interest and how to make them understand that we're involved in this spiritual battle. This is not simply a political battle. It is an ideological battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And quite frankly, we need your help to get the information out. And there are people out all across America who are looking for answers. They just don't know what they are. If you have these young people who are just out of college, try to get them to listen and tell them that if they will start listening, they'll get the information and explain to them that the media is controlled. And if people don't have the book, The New Media Monopoly, they need to get it. If they don't have my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, they need to get it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we need their help. We need your help. But we're on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know that this battle is going on. And suddenly they think that we can just go on as we have in the past. Things are going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to get better. We're moving into a war. We're moving into a financial contraction. We're moving into terrible and difficult and dangerous times. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders.